Hello and welcome back to Panels Full of Hunks. I'm Chris, and today we are covering the third issue of the 2025 Supernatural comic. I gotta say, this might be my favorite one so far, actually. It was the least dense of the three so far, but it was just a lot of fun. They make a lot of sword and sorcery references throughout this, like specifically those words, as they argue over whether or not Frankenstein is fantasy or sci-fi. And I just gotta say, our boys have swords in this episode. I don't know how many times I asked for that throughout the series Supernatural, but we finally got our boys with swords. And they also do something that I really liked that they never really did in Supernatural, which was reference old cases. Now, in Supernatural, they would reference old cases, but never like specific episodes. They would be like, oh, remember that time that we did this with Dad or whatever. But they would rarely, I feel like, call back to actual episodes. So, oh, remember when we fought that Wendigo and did this? Of course, later on, they eventually started doing that. But it was just one of those little things that I wish that they made more callbacks to. But being an episodic show, as it sometimes was, it made sense that they didn't always want to just reference itself all the time. But here, this is just a short issue, you know. This is a short run comic. You can reference yourself all you want, and that's what it does. This issue referenced both the first and second issue, and I had a lot of fun with that. But all right, let's get into it. We are beginning our story in Erie, Arizona. We start in a dark forest or field. I think this is actually a graveyard. And we see someone in a strange, almost wizard's robe surprise another man. And it turns out these guys are Johannes and Orville. Johannes is the guy dressed like a wizard, and Orville is the other fella dressed in a normal way. Now, as you start this scene, it immediately looks like, oh, okay, this is some cult activity. But then it's like, oh, no, actually, wait, these guys, they know each other. They're pretty well acquainted. They don't seem to like be best buds, but they know each other pretty well here. And they're talking about a book club, like, oh, you know, you ran the book club with me. Is that what this is about? Why are we meeting here in the middle of the woods? And Orville is even here teasing Johannes about his wizard's robe. But as much as this seems like silly banter, it's a cold open, so we know where this is going to go. Johannes starts talking about Mary Shelley, about Frankenstein, about how nothing can be created out of nothing, I guess. New creation can only come from chaos is kind of his point here. It's Mary Shelley's point. And in other words, a sacrifice is needed. So we don't know what Johannes here is talking about, but he's getting around to the point that a sacrifice is needed. And suddenly this staff he's been holding, turns out it's not really like a wizard staff. It's a fucking spear. And he shoves it through Orville's chest. He kills him and his blood is spilled on the gravestones below. Perfect cold open. Perfect cold open. Cut to 1 week later. We are with the boys. They're in the car doing their thing. And Dean's not driving for once. He's in the passenger seat and he thinks he's found a jackalope case. So as far as I know, jackalopes are just little bunnies with antlers. So it's just a very funny thing for Dean to be like, we got to go and kill this thing. But Sam's not interested. Sam wants to stay focused on finding the thing that killed Mom and Jess, getting his revenge, really. And Dean reminds Sam that, hey, the last time that we brushed up against something demonic, aka Steph's imp from issue one, you immediately tried to just like sell your soul and jump into hell. You were very, very eager to follow down that path. So like, let's maybe like cool it with that a little bit. But Dean, he's not going to just completely deny Sam any of this. He's being reasonable. He comes up with a plan of his own. He says they should go and pay Steph Windler and her imp a visit back in New York. Again, this is from issue one. This is the case they worked back then. Let's go back and talk to the imp and let's see what we can figure out, you know, without, you know, they were under duress last time. They had to kind of skedaddle pretty quickly. But if they go back, they can have their time to figure things out. And Sam's cool with that idea. He thinks it's that, yep, I'm down. Let's go. Let's go to New York. But just then, their car runs out of gas. Now, I know Sam is driving, so he's probably hasn't looked at the gas gauge a single time. But it actually turns out, oh, shit, they've got a gas leak. But just their luck, they turn off into the next gas station that they find. And what do you know? This guy's saying, oh, normally it would take me days to get the parts needed for an old car like this. But as it turns out, I've actually got the parts right here. This is a happy coincidence that the boys are not used to. So they are immediately kind of like, that's pretty weird. Good luck doesn't just happen like this. Unless Callie's good luck followed us from Vegas. But now they're down in Arizona, so they don't think that that's the case. But it's certainly a possibility. This could just be good luck, but knowing them, it's not. They're going to pay attention. They're going to figure out if anything else happens. So they head to the local motel nearby while the car is getting fixed up. I think they're going to have to wait, you know, till the morning for it to be done. And at the motel, they ask, hey, is there anything to do around here in walking distance? Well, it turns out that's pretty much just the book club down at the diner. And they are having, the book club is having its first meeting since their leader was killed. So that's definitely intriguing. The boys' interests are piqued. Of course, this is referencing Orville, the guy killed in the cold open. He was running the book club. So yeah, the boys are going to go down to the book club. But this is two coincidences in a row. So that's kind of weird. And I love this line. Dean asks Sam if his sixth sense is acting up. And Sam is like, it's more of like a fifth and a half sense. I just, for some reason, I like that line. Fifth and a half sense. He can only sense like demons if they're like right on top of him. He doesn't exactly have any control over the feelings that he feels or the premonitions that he gets. But they go down to the local diner and they meet the book club. And I just kept in my notes, I kept referring to them as the local nerds. You know, you have the typical like bookish looking girl. You got a kid with a D&D shirt on and you have a goth. Contrary to popular belief, goths aren't always like the badasses that we think they are. Most of the time, they're just nerds. Let's all be real with ourselves. Most of the goths are just nerds. And although they are welcomed into the book club, you can tell that these kids are kind of like, I say kids, I don't know how old they're supposed to be. They could be teenagers in college. I don't know. Young. They seem young. But they show up. They don't seem entirely thrilled to have these two random strangers here at their book club meeting. But they all sit down like, okay, well, we've been reading Frankenstein, so let's talk about that. And Sam tries to be like, oh, yeah, so, you know, oh, Frankenstein, he's kind of like an undead monster, right? And Dean, I love that Dean is the one to correct Sam on this, says, no, Frankenstein's the doctor, not the monster, you bonehead. And everybody kind of laughs a little bit. But the book club, they actually say, you know what, this week we're going to have an executive meeting. Why don't you guys come back next week and we'll talk about the actual book? And the boys are like, okay, cool, no problem. You know, we can take a hint. But they also know that this crew is up to something. They aren't just shooing them away because they're awkward strangers. They're shooing them away because they're up to something. And as the boys kind of, you know, they go outside and they talk about it, they realize all these kids are wearing hiking boots. They're all carrying flashlights. Like, they're going off somewhere. Something's up here. By some good fortune, the boys go back to the gas station only to find that their car has been fixed and it's full of gas. This is the third instance of luck or coincidence happening. And it's making them both very nervous. They got a bad feeling about this. And so sure enough, they've got their car. They tail the book club nerds out into the forest, or rather out to the old graveyard where the cold open was. This is where Orville was killed. As they get there, we overhear the kid saying, you know, the police aren't going to do anything about this, so we've got to do something. They mentioned the wizard. Like, you know, they're very clearly referencing what happened in the cold open. And they seem to be somewhat, like, aware of the fact that something not normal is happening here. Something perhaps supernatural is occurring here. And it more or less seemed to me like they were wannabe hunters. I mean, not exactly in those terms. But they were like, they looked into this and they've been trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Whatever's happening, whatever happened to Orville, they think that there is some supernatural, perhaps, connection. And they also think that Johannes is responsible for this. They are not fooled by that wizard cloak wearing son of a bitch for even a second. But yeah, unfortunately, as much as they might be wannabe hunters, ghostly skeletons appear all around them in this graveyard and they are in big trouble. And that's when Sam and Dean show up with fucking swords to battle skeletons. Are you serious? Are you serious? This is like my life's fantasy, fighting skeletons with swords? Come on. It doesn't get any better than that. If you've ever, I guess I've probably talked about it on the podcast, in the outtakes at least over the years, about my deep, profound hatred of skeletal warriors. As a little kid, I just, that was like, I would always when playing pretend, I would always imagine fighting skeletons. And for some reason, that just like, it's just haunted me my whole life. Just, we have to fight these skeletons. I know we say don't give up, skeleton, but in my case, I have to fight the skeletons. And that's exactly what Sam and Dean are doing here with swords. This is all I've ever asked for in Supernatural. And it took, you know, a comic book in 2025 to finally get what I asked for. And throughout there has been this back and forth about whether or not Frankenstein is sci-fi or fantasy, and Sam says it's neither, it's sword and sorcery, and we get this full page spread of like fire flying everywhere and Sam and Dean slashing at these ghostly skeletons. It's my favorite panel of this comic so far. It goes so fucking hard, it kicks so much ass. I'm loving it. And so they've defeated all the ghostly skeletons because I guess they have iron swords, and that's, you know, that's all you need to get rid of a ghost. And the book club nerds are stunned. Dean is like, yeah, we're monster hunters. Pretty cool, huh? I just love that he immediately goes into like the bragging phase. He wastes no time being like, yeah, we're sick as fuck, right? Because Dean's obviously, he's a nerd. He's a secret nerd, and he wants the nerds to think that he's cool. That's like his main goal here. But then they're like, hey, we heard you kids talking about the wizard. What the hell is that all about? And they explain that, oh, the wizard, that's what we call Johannes. He's the guy who used to run the book club with Orville. And he read every story like it was a handbook on creation. He took everything way too seriously about the topic, and it kind of just bummed everybody out. And it wasn't very fun. He just had like his hyperfixation of, I want to create something. I guess undead life. I mean, he was trying to be a Dr. Frankenstein. And then boom, there he is. Johannes has appeared. He's still in the graveyard. He's still chilling in his wizard's robe. And he explains that he found much greater texts than the ones they were reading in their book club. And I guess that's how he managed to summon ghostly skeletons. I don't know if he saw what happened, if he was too far away to know that went down. Because I feel like he should take some pride in the fact that he conjured ghostly skeletons. Yeah, they were defeated, but I still, that's a feat. That's a pretty remarkable feat. So Sam and Dean confront Johannes, but it kind of seems like the dude has just like lost it a little bit. He's dedicated himself to creating new life, but there was nothing new in the end. Maybe he just, the fact that he resurrected ghost skeletons just really didn't do it for him. Maybe he's like me and he's like, I don't even love ghost skeletons that way. You know, I'm not even down with ghost skeletons in that manner. So what do I care? All I've been trying to create something new, and all I did was create ghost skeletons? Come on. And then, just like that, Johannes stabs himself with the same spear that he killed Orville with. Even as Sam is standing there trying to reason it with him, like, hey man, chill out, it's cool. You don't have to skewer yourself over this. I mean, you did murder a guy, but still. And in his death, as Johannes' blood is spilled on the ground, His death summons a giant dinosaur head, like a giant dinosaur skeleton, and the boys have to defeat it. I don't even know. It's interesting because he wanted to create something new, and even in the absurdity of what he does create, it's still not technically new because it's a dinosaur fossil. It's nothing new at all. And the boys defeat it, and I like that we're at a point with Supernatural where we don't even have to like know how they do it. We just like, yeah, of course they defeat it. They're Sam and Dean. It's just like, no sweat. They took this. It's just the head of a T-Rex, and it's just the fossil of a T-Rex, and it's just the ghost of a fossil of a T-Rex. No sweat. They got it. So they defeat the monster, and then the nerds from the book club say, can you guys, please, just never mention this again? Just don't tell anybody about this. And the boys are like, yeah, that's kind of like our whole thing anyway. So no sweat. We won't tell anybody about this. And then they head back to town. And when they get back to the gas station, the repairman is there. Is like, hey, I never actually fixed your car. The part that I got to replace it with is still sitting over there. See, it's right there. I haven't replaced it yet. And the boys are like, oh, fuck. Okay. Something supernatural is definitely happening. And we got to get to the bottom of this. There was way too many coincidences happening in this one town to just be completely ignored. I don't know if they're going to head off to try and find Steph and the imp back in New York, or the next episode preview says they're going to a library, so maybe they're going to be sticking in town doing some research. I don't know yet, but this was a really short, light, breezy episode and or issue, but I really, really liked it. I had a lot of fun with this one. A lot of like full page spreads focused on the art rather than having to make them really dense. Some of the issues have been a bit more dense on dialogue and lore and all that, but this one's just kind of breezy and light and much like any sword and sorcery story, you know? But I had a ton of fun of it. I love seeing Sam and Dean in this environment. I love whenever they get to flex their prowess a little bit in front of people. That was always one of my favorite things. I don't know if it's sort of like that like power fantasy thing of Sam and Dean, they show up around a bunch of normies and then have to teach them how to kick ass, or they kick ass in front of the normies. And it just makes Sam and Dean seem so much fucking cooler. Like, they didn't always need all the ridiculous story arcs and melodrama and the soul selling and the demon deals and all the angel stuff. They didn't always need that to make Sam and Dean seem compelling or interesting. They just sometimes needed to give them some iron swords and have defeat ghost skeletons in front of some normies so they look cool. You know, sometimes that just scratches that same itch. This is a pretty short one. I'm really enjoying this series so far. It captures a lot of my favorite lighthearted sides of Supernatural, because Sam and Dean still are characterized so well, and they seem to be having a bit of fun as they go out through these issues. I'm having a great time with this. Not a whole lot more to say on this one. So I will talk to you all in the next episode of Panels Full of Hunks. Until then, I'll catch you later.